What does a pulled muscle feel like in your back? This can be one of the most debilitating pains that you can have. It can feel like your back is completely snapped in half and there's no let up. No position helps the pain and you cannot get comfortable and do the things that you love doing. Getting out, exercising, walking, playing with the kids and grandkids. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here on the West Chiropractic Podcast, episode 31. Looking forward to this one. Have you pulled a muscle in your back? It's been ongoing for months, maybe years. Your partner, wife, husband at home has told you you must go and get that back fixed, otherwise it's going to go again and it's going to keep on affecting your day-to-day life, including your exercise, looking after the kids or grandkids, or ability to get out of bed without groaning and moaning in the morning. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic, and I'm here to tell you exactly what it feels like when you pull a muscle and how you can notice the three early warning signs of when you do it, and then how you can make sure that it doesn't keep happening over time. It can be extremely painful to pull a muscle. You can go and see the GP and they'll tell you, oh, you've just pulled a muscle in your back. And you think, goodness me, I'm gonna absolutely go off on one here because this is absolute agony. It's a 10 out of 10 pain. And for someone to tell me I've just pulled a muscle, it has to be more than that. It feels like I've broken my back. It feels like I've blown a disc out in my back. Now, the muscles in the back have a huge amount of pain fiber nerve endings in them, which is why when you do pull a muscle, it's very, very tender. The most common type of pulled muscle that we see. So, okay, picture this. This may be you right now. Typically, it happens when people are starting to rest. Here in the southeast of England, where we have our practice in Surrey, it's very high-paced, hustle, bustle, in and out of London, loads of traffic, very high-stress environment. Now, everyone's constantly in sort of fight flight. And it comes down to that lovely time in the year where it's either the summer or it's Christmas. We're coming up to Christmas now as I record this, so let me tell you this story. As we get into Christmas, people have been taking a week, sometimes 2 weeks off. It's been busy, busy, busy run up to the end of the year. And then this guy, we actually just saw someone recently called Trev. Trev was getting ready to relax for Christmas. And he had a really long lead up to Christmas. He's a builder, working as a site manager, lots of lifting, shifting, moving things around, high stress job. And he managed to get himself relaxed one evening, sitting down on the sofa, having a couple of glasses of sherry. I made that up. I'm sure he's having a lovely water. And then he said he got up from the sofa. And as soon as he got up from the sofa, his back just locked up. He fell back onto the sofa, had to crawl onto his knees, push himself up. He actually spent the night lying on the floor down in the living room with the fire on, he said, because he couldn't get himself up the stairs. Now, gradually over the next 24, 48 hours, things started to ease off and he was left with sort of a sore, dull ache. But the reason he came to see us was that's not the first time that it's happened. It's been a series of events that's been happening over the last 2, 3, 4 years. Potentially down to his job, he also had a couple of falls, but it's important that we try and find the root cause of why that muscle keeps spasming or pulling in order to make sure it doesn't keep on coming back in the future. We can rub that muscle and use massage and acupuncture until the cows come home, and he can stretch it as much as he wants. But if there's an underlying cause why that muscle spasm keeps coming back, it's gonna keep on happening. Why does a pulled muscle occur? So if we go back to Trev, the reason his pulled muscle occurred was because of a lack of stability in the base of his spine. So right on the two bottom vertebrae there, the joints were moving a lot more than they need to. And the muscle spasm, believe it or not, is a good thing. It doesn't feel like it, and you're gonna hit me for saying that. But what the muscle spasm does is when there's too much instability in the lower joints, in the vertebra, the spasm locks them in place to keep the disc from either slipping out, prolapsing, or causing problems with other areas around the spine. Remember, the spine houses your nervous system in your spinal cord. So the muscles are there to protect that, any damage going to the nerves, or any damage going to the discs. Then what happens is your body starts to relax, unwind, you take it nice and easy for a few weeks, and then the whole process builds up again. Instability, spasm, holds it in place, and then unwinds. The problem is, as we get older, these episodes tend to get more frequent and more severe, and they start to last for a lot longer. So very often what we hear is someone say, I've had back pain for 10 years. It first happened 10 years ago, I was lifting something in the gym, or I was lifting my baby up. And then it didn't happen for 2 years, and then it started coming back every year, twice a year, three times a year. Now I'm at every quarter and it's causing me real problems. By the time I've gotten over one, the next one starts to happen. So we've got to make sure we understand why that's happening. Now, what happens when the vertebra moves is the muscles will then spasm to lock that in place and try and hold it in to secure the disc. So our job would be fine. Let's let the muscles relax But how can we get that vertebra in the best position to avoid it putting any pressure on the nerves, to allow the function of the body to keep it there long term, so Trev can lift, he can build, he can project manage the site without having to worry about his back pain keep going into spasm, and then giving him the rehab exercises, the education in order to keep it there long term. How to treat a pulled muscle. So there's two parts to this. The first part is when it actually happens, what you're gonna do, and the second part is to prevent it from happening. So let's talk about the first part first. You're in pain, you've got a pulled muscle. You wanna take things very, very gentle. So my first thing is to not sit on the sofa, because that's gonna flex the spine, put compression through the base. You really wanna make sure that you're sitting on a nice hard chair, taking pressure off the lower part of your back. The other key thing is to not use heat. Okay, so hot water bottles, hot baths, try and avoid that. There's gonna be a lot of inflammation in your spine, and we want to try and reduce that by using cold. Now, it's November 2023 when I'm filming this, so getting cold, and that's really hard to tell clients, but it's really important that we do use a cold pack. If you do wanna use heat, use it, but always use the cold pack afterwards. And then what we need to make sure that we're doing is also keeping mobile. Now, that's also the worst thing to tell someone who's in acute muscle spasm, because they're thinking, I just want to lie down, just want to be in bed. Now, back in the 70s, 80s, maybe even 90s, the advice from medics was to lie in bed. Now, we know that's not the right thing to do now. You need to get moving, get the neck moving, get your body moving, take pressure off your back, keep it in the best position, get the blood flow to that area. So try and keep moving. Even if it's just sort of furniture surfing, I call it. Believe me, I've been there. I had a muscle spasm at university, and the only thing I could do was just walk from the kitchen unit back to the chair, walk from the kitchen unit. But gradually, it does get better and improve. The other thing you can do, so the first exercise is going to be the cat camel stretch. So I'm going to show you this now. So cat camel is like this, on all fours, okay? Soft belly like this, trying to find that middle ground. So you see me move my pelvis like this. All you're gonna try and do is go up like that. So round the shoulders, hips come up, and then push the hips forward. Try and extend the head back. So that will really extend into the spine. You wanna be careful on that one. This one will be a bit nicer, nice flex there, hips come up, and then coming back like this. Nice and smooth. The idea is to get this moving, help floss the back, take pressure off there. So with the cat camel, you wanna make sure you're doing it for around a minute. Try and do three sets, try and do it first thing in the morning before you even get out of bed. So when you're in bed, get onto all fours, floss that spine, take all the pressure off those vertebrae, just help the joints to move much more comfortably. If you've got any problems with that or it's causing any more pain, stop, give me a shout. There's a WhatsApp link below, just send me a message. I get back to all those messages. Second thing we're gonna do is called the child's pose. Now, I have shamelessly, not even shamelessly, stolen this from the yoga society. This is a great exercise to help get the hips moving, taking pressure off your back, just opening up those spaces, getting everything nice and long. So with this one, you wanna try and do this for around a minute, three times, moving your hips from side to side, just taking pressure off your back. You can do this first thing in the morning as well, before you get out of bed. On all fours again, dropping back like this, moving from side to side and just taking the pressure off. You find that's too painful, just come to here, move from side to side like this. You want to try and sink your hips as back to your toes as much as you can, get your buttock touching your heels if you can, just moving through the back like this for around a minute. Put a timer on your phone and then just coming up. The tendency of when you've done that is to go the other way like this and do the cobra pose. Try and avoid that, okay? It's gonna be quite a lot of pressure on your back, so you don't necessarily wanna be doing this one, okay? I would just say stick in this position, come back a bit of a rest to here to neutral, and then sit all the way back. Okay, so if you are still suffering with back spasms after this, then it's really important that we start to strengthen the spine. So the main exercise I love for strengthening the core stability is gonna be the bird dog. Super, super simple, holds the spine in place, takes all the pressure off the core. So I would do this three sets, try and do 10 repetitions, so five each side. And again, do this after you've warmed everything up. And this wouldn't be something you do when you're in an acute muscle spasm. This is once the spasm is starting to reduce, this is to prevent reoccurrence, so prevent it from coming back, to give stability to those lower vertebrae and pelvis. On all fours, suck the tummy button in like this. So nice, nice flat spine like this. My spine should be flat. And I'm gonna extend my leg and extend my arm at the same time. Left arm to right leg. Again, really, really slow. So there, and then come back. Second one here. Again, really slow, come back. Now my back shouldn't be moving too much. Okay, you see a bit of a wobble there.
Should be nice and slow. The key is when you get better at this to put a tennis ball in the small of your back, just in this section here. If the tennis ball is walking off, then you know you're doing too much movement like this from one side to the other. So if I'm caught like this, that's not good. So I would just come back to this position here, nice and slow, and then come back. Or just do the legs. So just leg, and then swap leg over like this.
So if you're still struggling with a muscle spasm and it keeps reoccurring after trying all of these exercises, then it's time to get some help. Go and see an osteopath, a physiotherapist, chiropractor. I'm a chiropractor, I'm biased obviously, but you need to get your own opinion of who you think is going to be able to help you the most. If you do live in Surrey, then come see us. We've got a free consultation day. It gives you a no obligation chance to come and see what we do, test us out. If you like it, great. If you don't, also great. At least you've got yourself on the journey and you know what's going to be good for you and what's not going on. So there's a link in below and you can come to our next consultation day. They're usually once a month on a Saturday. Come and see us, meet us. We'd love to see you have a coffee and have a chat about what we can do. If you like the video, please like it. Share it with any friends who are suffering with muscle spasm as well. And as always, please subscribe to the channel. Thank you.